iDrive SoCal is brought to you by the very best auto retailers from across Southern California. When it's time for you to buy or even just kick the tires on the idea of buying, just go to iDriveSoCal.com and click on dealers. iDriveSoCal.com, click on dealers, and get connected. Now, on with the podcast.
I drove the top-of-the-line Stinger GT2 in all-wheel drive. And it's a fantastic vehicle. It's fast. Kia claims a 0 to 60 time of 4.7 seconds. I've seen other publications do a test, a 0 to 60 run in 4.4 seconds. And you can definitely feel how fast this car goes. Fun car to drive, handles really well. The gorgeous Gran Turismo Sportback design. It's definitely a driver-focused interior.
Welcome to iDrive SoCal, the podcast all about mobility from the automotive capital of the United States, Southern California. I'm Tom Smith, and joining us for another vehicle review slash kind of drive review is the professor, Clinton Kwan. First, Clinton, thank you for joining us.
It's great to be back, Tom.
And I say kind of vehicle review slash driving review because this is actually, we're doing the 2018 Kia Stinger. And Clinton is a big fan of this vehicle. He's a big fan of the brand. So I'm going to try and contain Clinton a little bit here because he's like going to geek right out of his suit. But it is a gorgeous car for sure. But also, it's not your typical test drive where we have a dealer partner and we're driving the car as part of that partnership. This was actually, did you go to this event? It was the event. Tell me about the event.
Well, it's called the Kia Stinger driving experience.
Okay.
Where they visit 9 cities throughout the U.S.
Okay.
Los Angeles was the first city, and the event I attended was in Phoenix at ISM Raceway, which was the final city for the event.
Okay. So why didn't you do the one in Los Angeles?
I didn't know about it till after it took place.
Oh my God. The professor didn't know about something.
It wasn't promoted until after the event, but I'm glad I went to the one in Phoenix because it was probably more fun and it took place at a racetrack. Not on the actual racetrack, but in the parking lot where there's a lot more space, and the autocross course was a little over a mile long.
Okay, that all sounds great. That all sounds great. We can come back to that. How did you not know about, because folks, I can't tell you how much Clinton talks about the Stinger. I mean, Clinton talks about cars constantly anyway, but the Stinger has been like, oh, yes, Clinton. Yes, I've seen it, Clinton. Yes, I've seen that color, Clinton. Yes, I heard about this news, Clinton. No, I didn't hear about that news, but I kind of don't want to hear about that. No, I'm just kidding. I always want to hear. But so how did you miss it? How did you not get informed?
Well, I didn't see a post on Facebook about it till after the first
Okay,
event.
So this wasn't an iDrive thing at all. This is just Clinton being an automotive fanboy.
Yeah.
Right? So yeah. You didn't submit media credentials through iDrive SoCal?
No, not at all.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
This is an event that's open to the public. Anyone can.
I just can't believe you missed it.
Take a spin in the Stinger.
That's crazy. Okay. But so that's how much of an automotive enthusiast Mr. Clinton Kwan, the professor, is. He took his weekend, drove all the way out to Phoenix, Arizona. You did drive, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Drove all the way out to Phoenix, Arizona to test drive the Stinger. Did it cost anything to do that?
No, it's a free event.
Free event. You just had to sign up.
Yeah, most ride and drive events are complimentary.
Okay, so once you found out about it, you just you register. What? How does it work?
Yes, you register on the website. They'll send you a confirmation email. There's only a certain number of spaces available for each day and each time slot.
Was this one of those that you had to, like, you know, write a couple paragraphs as to why you wanted to be there or anything like that? Or was it just the first, however many that signed up could come?
Oh, however many that signed up. Yeah, this is not it wasn't a competition or some contest.
Okay, so you drive out to Phoenix and it's at a race course and go.
I drove the top of the line Stinger GT2 in all-wheel drive. And it's a fantastic vehicle. It's fast. Kia claims a 0 to 60 time of 4.7 seconds. I've seen other publications do a test, a 0 to 60 run in 4.4 seconds. And you can definitely feel how fast this car goes. It's got a 3.3 liter V6 turbocharged engine, 365 horsepower, but more importantly, 376 pound-feet of torque.
I'm smiling at Clinton, like, all right, give me all the stats. And he's like, all right, I know, I'm sorry. But so this was an actual ride and drive event. So, and what you drove was the top of the line. There's a few models below that, right?
Yes. There are actually five trims.
Okay.
The base model is the 2.0 liter turbocharged engine inline four, producing 255 horsepower, 260 pound-feet of torque.
Okay.
Then there is a premium version of the four-cylinder turbocharged engine, and that starts at about 37,000. Oh, by the way, the base model starts around 32,000.
Okay.
Then you move up to GT, which is the 3.3 liter V6 engine turbocharged.
Right. Okay.
And that starts at around 38,000. Then there's a GT1 that starts at about $43,000, and then the top line GT2 trim starts at about $49,000. Every trim is also available in all-wheel drive, and that is an additional $2,200.
There seems to be a lot of options within that, a lot of trim options within that vehicle.
Yes.
So,
for example, when you move up to the top of the line GT2, you're going to get the Napa leather interior.
And again, that's what you drove.
Yeah.
Now, for those of us driving around the streets of Southern California, or the highways, or even outside of Southern California, is the uneducated eye going to know? Because it's a very distinct, good-looking sports car, sports sedan. But at first glance, are you really going to know, oh, that's the GT2 or that's the base model or somewhere in between? Are there any obvious indicators?
It would be very difficult to distinguish between the GT trims,
uh-huh.
But you could probably easily distinguish the GT trims versus the four-cylinder models.
Okay.
From the front looks a little bit nicer, and there's also from the side you have different wheels, so that'll, unless you change out the wheels, but the wheels are definitely different, so that would be the big indicator. I think the wheels would be the most noticeable difference for the average consumer.
Okay. So that's the outside. What about the inside? Anything else that you want to mention about the outside?
Well, this is a gorgeous automobile. It is.
I'll give you that, yeah, for sure. It is a good looking ride.
What I would call a Gran Turismo Sportback. So it's similar in style to something like the BMW 4 Series Grand Coupe or the Audi A5 Sportback.
Okay, so
not your traditional sedan.
Right, right. Yeah. So it's not a trunk, but it's not really a traditional hatchback either. Yeah.
Long, sloping back, so you have a lot more cargo space in the back.
Right, for what it is.
And it's a lower vehicle. It gives it a really, I guess you could say, a really sexy look.
Let's go to the inside.
Very, very sporty interior. Mm-hmm. You could say that it has a driver-focused interior, a vehicle for an enthusiast, but this is more so than others. It's a lower vehicle. I really like the gauges. It's got large, round, circular gauges, those traditional gauges you would find in a sports car, mm-hmm, or a sports sedan. Three-spoke, flat-bottom steering wheel, paddle shifters. It's got
all your favorites. Clinton's drooling right now, folks.
Yes. It's got the floating screen, which has become really popular now. It started with the Europeans.
BMW. What does that mean, floating screen?
Well, it's not integrated into the center stack or the dashboard of the vehicle. It sticks on top of the center stack.
Oh, the navigation screen?
The navigation
screen. Oh, okay. I thought you were referring to the gauges in front of the steering wheel.
Yeah. Okay. I'm talking about the navigation screen.
Got it. Okay.
So it's got a large screen there. It's got these really cool circular vents. And there's three of them in the center stack. It's a beautiful car.
Clinton's in
beautiful
love.
Beautiful interior.
Clinton's in love. And I know what I wanted to ask about it also. With it being so low to the ground, is it still comfortable to get in and out of? for an everyday driver.
Yes. I mean, it's
an enthusiast car. So, yes. I mean, that's one of the things that you expect, right?
Yes. But I found it to be very easy to get in and out of.
And then obviously we have the drive.
Yes. Fun car to drive, handles really well. The steering is, I felt like it was properly weighted. And with the all-wheel drive, you get really, really good grip, especially on an autocross course.
And now if you don't opt for the all-wheel drive,
rear-wheel drive.
Rear-wheel, yes. That's my thing, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you don't go all-wheel, it is rear-wheel.
Yes.
Okay,
correct.
Cool.
Which I think most people will probably go with the rear-wheel drive.
Oh, really?
Especially, well, in Southern California. Maybe in Northern California, in the Rocky Mountain states, on the East Coast, a lot of people really like the all-wheel drive there. But here in Southern California, where we've got fantastic weather,
yeah,
it doesn't rain
too much. You're saying all-wheel drive as a weather concern, not necessarily as a straight performance concern.
Yeah, okay. I think a lot of people still prefer rear-wheel
drive. It probably saves a couple of bucks, too, right?
It's a, as I mentioned earlier, it's a difference of $2,200 for all the trims.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, you know what? Let's go ahead with the top three.
The top three. Well, you got to start off with the gorgeous Gran Turismo Sportback design. That's the first thing you're going to notice about this car. It has an aggressive design, really clean lines, proper proportions, the signature Kia Tiger Nose grill on the front. It looks great from every angle, whether it's the front, the side, three-quarter front, three-quarter rear.
I'll agree.
Or the rear.
I'll agree.
And then second, the interior. Love the interior.
Yep.
This is definitely a driver-focused interior. You'll feel very, very comfortable in this car, whether you're 5'6 like me or 6'3. And then third would definitely be the performance. Fantastic performance.
So pretty much everything.
And you're getting...
What's Clinton's top three?
Everything. I love it.
Kia, you got to hand it to Kia. They stepped out on this one and they did it right. Yeah. Right?
Well, this car, it was the head designer is Peter Schreier.
Okay.
Who formerly came from Audi. And then for the engineering...
You can see that in the car.
Yes. Yeah, you can definitely see the Audi influence in the car, especially the interior. And for the engineering, they hired Albert Biermann, who was formerly from BMW's M division.
Mm, okay.
So there's a lot of German influence in terms of design and engineering in this vehicle.
Huh, crazy. All right. Okay, anything else about the 2018 Kia Stinger that you oh so love that you'd like to tell the audience?
The last thing I would say is you're getting a lot of car for the money.
Yeah.
You really are.
And it is good looking, man. The first time I saw one driving down the road, I was like, first I had to do a double, triple take. And then I reached for your phone number because it was like, wow. All right. I see what you're talking about. Okay. Thank you, Professor. As always, another fantastic analysis. I know you've been dying to do this one, the 2018 Kia Stinger. Clinton finally got to talk about it.
Yes.
He's going to share this one like nobody's business. Thanks for listening. For iDrive SoCal, I'm Tom Smith. We'll talk to you soon.
This episode was engineered and edited by Micah Palmquist.
Hey there. Still wanting more iDrive SoCal content? Just go to iDriveSoCal.com. From there, you can subscribe to our podcast and newsletter. And you can connect with one of our awesome car dealer partners to get yourself a sweet new high-tech wonder on wheels. And oh yeah, we always want to hear from you. So please connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. Or if you're not a big social media-ite, you can email us suggestions for stories, people, places, or events you think we should cover. Here's the address. media@idrivesocal.com. That's media, M-E-D-I-A, at, the letter I, drive, D-R-I-V-E, SoCal, S-O-C-A-L.com. media@idrivesocal.com. Thanks again for listening, and definitely reach out with whatever's on your mind.